What up, world? Zan Diggity, Road to Victory podcast. Getting right into it. I got my brother in the building.
What's up, world? This is Zan Diggity, the Road to Victory podcast. I'm getting right into it. This is got my brother in Diggity on. Oh,
nice, nice. Almost as good as me.
I'm
but
trying, I'm trying.
Nobody, you know what I'm saying? I'm just in a class of my own.
I respect that.
How you feel?
Fantastic and only improving.
Speaking my love language, my brother Kaya NYC in the building. One of the hottest producers. One of the hottest artists. One of the... Man, I can't even find the words. It's beyond words with this dude.
You just like that Silver Medals?
What's that?
The last song I sent you.
Oh, yeah. The Silver Medals was fire. I told you.
I'm going to get Q to sing one of the parts. I'm not supposed to be on it, but he ain't feel like singing last night. But we get that shit.
You made the beat down. Too?
Yeah, I made that beat too.
Fire, man. Silver I'm telling metal. You, man. Right here now on this podcast, Kaya NYC. You know what I'm saying? Before he blow up and be internationally known, man, he was right here to Road to Victory podcast, bruh.
Heard all this shit for like home, bro. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. No longer a guest, a distant co-host. You know what I'm saying? So how you feeling, man?
I feel great, man. It's a great day. You know, I live in Jersey, so one of my coworkers, one of my boys, he had a barbecue at his crib today. So I went to his crib, and then one of my boys, I live in the city, popped out. He's like, yo, I'm going to Harlem to go chill. So I'm like, I bet. We pulled up, but the cops came, shut shit down. So
yeah.
I was like, let me see Diggity come on. I got till 5 a.m. My train don't come till 5 a.m.
So. What time is it that?
Oh, no, it's game time. Ooh.
It's about 3 in the morning.
2 hours to the first train, so.
That's what we good. I got a, what you call it, a 10 o'clock book club.
I'm at
that stage of my life where you just join random book clubs and stuff like that.
What y'all read this week?
We reading it's called Living Unfaith. I don't even know what the book called. It's called Unrealistic. That's what the book called. I can't think of the author off the top of my head, but the book is about building faith, bro, and giving you prime examples of faith, like biblical and like in real life, you know. So it definitely helped with like my self-esteem and my confidence, and you know what I'm saying. I heard something deep. He said, you know, I was always timid, always scared, unless I'm around my boys. That was like the infinity rings right. For me. That gave me my confidence. But when y'all not around, I was always scared and always timid. And I heard somebody say, your fear is paying for somebody's faith. Your fear is paying for somebody's faith. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
So it's like, you know, this book introduced me to that, building that faith muscle, just knowing whatever you're going through, everything, at the end of the day, everything going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
You're going to be all right, bro.
Yeah, so that's fire, man. And everybody going through something, and it just show you how to deal with it. Like, yo, this ain't nothing, man. And you got to really believe that it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? We can get through this.
Yo, bro, you know what changed my life?
What?
Going to DR, and our Airbnb was away from where we were, like, going to party at and stuff. So we had to, like, drive through the towns and shit. You see kids naked, people with no shoes on.
Oh, that's poverty.
And it's like, nigga, my problem, damn, I'm worried about not being able to pay these parking tickets.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, parking tickets? These niggas ain't got no clothes on.
Yeah.
Nigga, you don't got nothing to complain about.
That's a fact. Let me tell you this Dave Chappelle joke, right? It was from a stand-up I saw on YouTube. The stand-up was 3 hours long, bro. I watched all of that shit.
God damn.
3 hours. He was there over 3 hours in the nightclub in New York. Just chilling. Smoking. You know what I'm saying? Eating sushi on stage, anything. But he was saying that he went to where Pacquiao from?
Thai, Pacquiao's from the Philippines.
He went to the Filipinos. He said they poverty is crazy. So he said he's in the car driving through the town, right? And he saw this dude. He was butt naked, like literally butt naked. And he was with his kids, and his kids was joking, like, ah, ha, ha, like laughing at him. And he was like the dude that was walking butt naked was homeless. And it wasn't like he was walking like he was crazy. He was walking like he wasn't gonna find some clothes. He was just walking just to be walking. Like that was his outfit for the day. Butt naked. And he was like, wow, this and that. So months later, Pacquiao won his first like real boxing championship. And Dave Chappelle's wife is from the Filipinos.
Right.
So she called Dave Chappelle. She was like, oh my God, we did it. I can't believe it. Somebody from the Filipinos is the world champ. And Dave Chappelle said, maybe Pacquiao could buy that homeless dude some pants.
You know, Filipinos are the, like, Asian Spanish people. You know that?
Asian Spanish people?
Yeah.
Asian Spanish people. Like, what Asians
look at their
are
names.
To us?
Yo, their names be like Martinez, Sanchez, Morales.
Who the Filipino?
The Filipino people, yeah.
What?
Hell yeah, nigga, people don't know. It's like, if you're not submersed in the community, it's because, you know, I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
So a lot of the therapists are Filipino.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to say like 90% of our therapists is Filipino. Like
a bunch of doctors are Asian too.
Yeah, but they got like boot camps for that shit, like to get them niggas ready to come to America to pass these tests and shit like that. You feel me? Like they're lining them niggas up. They're not just sending them over here. When you come over here, you know what you're going to do. Like even the nail techs I talked to, she was like, yeah, like I study at home. So when I got here, you know what I mean? So a bunch of them that live in the house, a nigga in the van come pick them up every day. Like this shit is clockwork. Like, they got this shit.
I heard something about China when they said when the dudes and females don't win when they go to the Olympics, they kill them.
Say me fire wow. You let down, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, you still.
I don't know. I definitely want to go to China just so I can feel like Dwight Howard for a little while.
I want to go to China and touch Stephon Marbury's statue.
Yo, the funny shit, you seen what AI said about the statue?
Oh, it don't look like
me. It do look like me. I definitely went and looked at the statue. It looked like an Asian Stephon Marbury. Like that nigga was Mongolian or some shit like that.
He said the best point guard in New York City.
Yeah, statue that don't look like him. Yeah, I was sitting there looking at it. I was like, all right. It kind of looked like Steph.
Yeah.
But the shit looked like they made the eyes too Asian. Like the eyes and the cheeks. Like he wanted them.
Hey, listen, that's the difference between the US and America. The US, we got black, white, Spanish, you know, a melting pot, a whole bunch of different cultures. Chinese, they just got Asians, bro. China, they just got Asians.
Asia is huge.
Damn, man.
It's a lot of shit that come from Asia, bro. Niggas don't even know. Like, the Middle East, Pakistan, Afghanistan, all that shit is in Asia. Niggas don't know that shit, though, bro.
India.
India's in Asia. No,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's one of the... Wait, what's the seven continents?
I couldn't even tell
North
you.
North and South America.
Africa.
Europe.
Australia.
Asia.
How many is that?
I forgot to count.
I should have been counting syllables last night.
North and South America, Africa, Australia, Europe,
Asia,
And in Antarctica.
And that's not... Oh, it is?
Yeah, nigga.
All right. I don't know.
I think so.
I forgot. My bad. I forgot about Antarctica. Shout out there to my peoples in Antarctica. You know what I'm saying? Bundle up. I guess. But...
Nick said the earth is boiling.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Nah.
They're saying the weather's around the whole earth is up. Everything is extra hot.
Do it feel like it? It don't feel like it.
I don't know. It's fucking August.
They lied. That's the thing about the world. That's the I had a hoodie on the other day, bro.
It was brick as shit this morning.
Yeah. And for the last couple of mornings, I had a hoodie on. That's the thing, like I was listening to something today about how, you know, they're going to start going heavy on shit that's not true and promoting it as marketing it as if it was true. They're going to, especially like with the AI, so they could take what anybody has to say and, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
Put their voice on some bullshit and put it out there.
Shit's scary, bro.
Yeah.
This nigga Charlamagne, he said something. He was like, imagine somebody taking AI and using his wife's voice and one of his best friend's voice and making them have a conversation about fucking and sending it to him.
Damn.
You feel me?
Or like, getting lined up.
Shit is crazy, bro.
We living in uncertain times, man.
Yeah, regulations is gonna come out about that shit though, because it's too open. Like, you literally, you seen the picture of Dr. King doing the Sham God?
Nah.
They said AI made that shit. Then they get in a suit and shit, and the nigga reaching for the ball like nigga tie flying and shit. Nigga, they got Dr. King doing the Sham God.
Oh, shit.
I was like, all right.
It's bad enough they had the Martin Luther King stripper flyers on Martin Luther Dead King Day. Bring your ass to the club with Martin Luther King on the flyer.
Them niggas be wild. Niggas be going nig.
But we about 13 minutes in, man. You say you had something on your chest, man.
Yeah, man. What's on my chest today is, like, I'm going to put this right. How can you make other people happy?
Yo, you can't, bro.
Right, like, knowing that, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that you got to make yourself happy.
Right.
When somebody's unhappy, what do you do? What do you do?
That's crazy, man. I've heard stories about people that was like, yo, I've been married to my wife X amount of years, and, you know, it's this one thing, like, money, it's this one time a year where she's unhappy, and there's nothing I could do. There's nothing that money could buy to make her happy. There's nothing I literally could do. It's the time of the year that, I think her pops killed herself or something like that. Himself, something like that. And she just go, like, into a sunken place around the time every year. And he's like, yo, I don't know what to do. Flowers don't work. You know what I'm saying? Vacations don't work. Nothing don't work. What do you do? So that's tough, man. Tough. Like, I wouldn't even know. Like, yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm not even gonna sit here and pretend I got the answer to that, but, you know, I guess you could, you know, as the answers are popping up in my head, you could lead by example of what it is to be happy.
Yo, you know what it is too? It's like, a nigga like me, because I don't put energy into a lot of stuff.
Right.
Right? I don't allow things to affect my happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, niggas at work are like, yo, you smile a lot.
Yeah.
Nigga, I smile enough for me. You feel me? I'm smiling enough for me to keep my day as peaceful and kind as I need it to be.
Like, right, right.
Even when I feel like sometimes I feel slighted or something, or somebody say something to me, and I'll be like, all right, that was a little jab. I'm going to take that jab, though, and I'm not going to reciprocate it. I'm going to be on my Snoop Dogg shit. Right. I don't care. Everybody nephew. You feel me? We're everybody good. We good. No matter what going on, we all good.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's where I'm at with people. That's where I'm at in life. But yeah. It's like when somebody is like unhappy with themselves, it's like, bro, I could stand here and dance for you all day long. But
right.
Ain't shit I could really do.
Right. Yo, that was me, man. That was me, bro. Like, I say this all the time. I was like, yo, I got sick because I was sad. And I pretended to be happy. I used every energy I had to pretend to be happy. Because I wasn't trying to let nobody see my sadness. Not even my closest people.
Side note, I seen Trishana and Wendy's yesterday. You dodged the bullet, nigga. You dodged the bullet. You know how, like, you notice somebody and you like, oh, shit, I hope this bitch don't see me.
Yeah.
I hope she don't see me. She was with some nigga who had the George Jefferson. The whole list is missing. You know, he needs the shades and had this. I was like, damn. You dodged a bullet, man. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Speaking of sadness, man.
That bitch look crazy. She looked crazy. The nigga she with looked like he doing bad. Like, it was.
Ah, man. Still, shout out to her. We gonna give everybody grace.
Grace. Positive energy.
Yeah, for sure, Just
don't ask me for nothing, bitch.
So, you know, I said this hundreds of times where, you know, I got sick because I was sad pretending to be happy because everybody else was sad. You know what I'm saying? And I use all that energy to not be caught sad. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, bro. I guess you gotta, like I said, therapy is key, man. Therapy is key, too. You know, especially when it comes to, you know, finding happiness. Happiness is work and love is hard, bro.
That's a fact.
Happiness is work and love is hard, bro. And a lot of us.
I like that.
Huh?
See, I like that.
And a lot of us are looking for shortcuts. There's no shortcuts, bro. My cousin just told me, like, he was in Puerto Rico. And he regretted being in Spanish class and not paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
that's one thing I pride myself on. I'm like, everybody speak Spanish? Un poquito.
Yeah,
like, I mean, a little bit. I can hold myself a little bit. Like, we went to DR, even when I'm with my baby mom, she's looking at me like, nigga, you know that much Spanish? I'm like, yo, bro, I paid attention in school.
And we had Spanish neighbors. So you couldn't help but hear the music.
I hated them niggas. I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas lived above me, you feel me? It'd be a school night. 4 a.m, you just hear mad furniture sliding across the floor. Like, yo, what are these niggas doing? So, like, when everybody moved out and it was just me and my parents left in the crib, they used to go to work. I used to be getting ready for school. I used to play music and shit while I'm getting dressed. Niggas had the nerve to knock on the door one day. Like, in the morning, the music is too loud. We're still trying to sleep. Mom, you got to turn it. You can't even. But I was like, yo, bro. These niggas need to be getting ready for school. Like, I don't understand what. Like, I'm getting ready for school. They should be getting ready for school. That don't make no sense, bro. After that, I had an ill grudge. I wouldn't hold the door for them niggas. Nothing. Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
Shout out to Jose, though. I seen that nigga doing some Uber Eats deliveries the other day.
Yeah, that's my man. He getting it, man.
Right.
DJing, Uber Eats, you know what I'm saying? He making it happen, man. Shout out to him. Yeah, man. But happiness, man. Yo, I'm gonna be real with you, man. Like, I've been on this type of spiritual journey, my boy. Like, bruh, and I'm realizing that the blessings that come from my life is when I definitely keep my eye on God. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And the things that, you know what I'm saying, the things that I'm realizing that the things that are taken away from me being the best version of myself and my successes, the things that I use to distract myself to take away from success. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy, bro. That's crazy to me. This shit just hit me the other day. Like, every time you take your eye off the ball, you know what I'm saying? You set yourself back. Every time you don't stay consistent in your routine, your results are off.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a big fact.
So I wanna start doing less of that. And it's two things that's holding me back.
What?
Porno and marijuana.
And you know what? I feel like your vices only hold you back when you let them hold you back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
My nigga, I feel like you got enough control on your life to say, all right, my nigga, I got to do this. I can't jerk off right now. Like, there's no way you don't have that.
My boy, E.T., my mentor from far away, he says, he said, I do so much during the day that by the time the devil come look for me, I'm too tired to sin.
Yeah. Real shit.
You know, I'm too tired to sin. Real like, shit. You know, devil come around, he sleep. You can't get on the day. And that's the thing, bro. Like, yo, if I could, you know, they say, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So if I could plan my days exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, damn, what is this guy's name? There's a podcast called The Cheat Code, right?
Right.
And it's Windy Day. The black guy's name is Ferrari Simmons, I think. Dude. And damn, I can't remember the other guy's name. But he was dropping some jewels the other day, bro. Like, jewels. Like, that shit was quality content. Like, this shit was amazing, bro. It made me feel like I was ready for the world.
Yeah. That's what we need in the world. We need our soldiers out there to be ready for the world. Ready for the world, man.
It was like, what did he say? Damn, I don't want to mess the words up. You know how, like, it's a good message and I don't want to butcher it.
It's like me with battle rap bars. I heard a dude say, what he said? He said, you're going to have to be like Jeff Van Gundy and Alonzo and hold on to the morning. I'm like,
I heard that shit. I definitely heard that.
But coming from me, that joint sound regular. Coming from being in the moment, bro, crazy. And yo, shout out to wrestling, yo. Shout out wrestling. Wrestling has been the, oh my goodness, bro. Both WWE and AEW, man. Tonight I watched SummerSlam, bro. Fire.
Wait, pay-per-view comes on Saturdays now?
Yeah, Saturdays.
Nah, that's how you know I've been out the loop for a long time.
Yeah, Saturdays. It was like 5 hours, too, bro. And they had mad superstars, not even on the card, bro. Not even on the card. Yo, this joint was magic, man. This joint was magic, bro. And it's crazy because they said something about Paul Heyman, one of the GOATs. If y'all don't know who Paul Heyman is, he's like...
ECW.
Yeah, he was the founder of ECW, where he just someone... He don't wrestle. He's just like a manager, writer, creator. And once this guy get his hands on a microphone, it is amazing. It is amazing. It's just magic that come out, man. I be watching him. Yo, and when you think of Kaya, when you think of great entertainers, I mean great people on a microphone, like Marv Albert, the late great John Madden, the guy that do NFL, that grew Al Michaels. That's who I was thinking of, Al Michaels, and people with those Corey Graves. You know what I'm saying? It is crazy. But going back to Paul Heyman, he was talking about Roman Reigns and how Roman Reigns shifted wrestling. You hear me? He talked about Paul Heyman was talking about how Roman Reigns shifted wrestling, like how Marlon Brando shifted acting. And that is crazy. He said wrestling went from, and I hate to butcher it, but he was like, wrestling went from SummerSlam, Sunday, August 4th, meet me there. I'm going to beat you down, and the world will know who I am, to creating creating a movie, creating like scripts and roles from a movie, promos, getting far away from promos, but still a promo inside the movie. It's genius, bro, how they elevate it. And AEW has some of the best. I feel like everybody could be a superstar in AEW. Everybody could be a world champion in AEW. You know? And I feel like AEW somehow, if not now, later in the future, they will have a better product because they're pure wrestling. Like pure wrestling, even though the moves are like spots and, it's like the dance step, 1, 2, 3, 4. But everything gotta have rhythm. Everything gotta have like a sequential order. Yo, I'm learning so much about business and life with wrestling. The ads, the promos, the commercials. Especially, with all the information I already got from, like, working in places as HBO and CNN. It's just TV magic, man. TV magic, the promos. I see what they did with the C4 sponsorship and endorsement. They had it the whole women's match. It was no WWE logos. You just saw C4. Y'all better get up on game and start elevating, taking notes. Success leaves clues. Success leaves clues, man. my partner, it was his whole idea. This is the friends I got. It was this brother's whole idea to do a podcast 3 a.m. He said, yo, set it up. I'm going to set it up. And then he falls asleep, man. 5 minutes into the podcast, he falls asleep. Well, I'm going to keep it going. I really want to talk about self-happiness and self-reliance and stuff like that. And, just tapping into the version of you. You know what I'm saying? It's not about nothing. It's not about what you see on Instagram. People's opinions of you is not your reality. You are powerfully positioned to serve who you once was. Everything, man. Just put it in order and go. And go, man. You have to. You got people counting on you. You got people looking at you from far away. You got people pulling for you, man. When I first found out my kidneys don't work and I had heart failure, my cousin called me. Shout out my cousin Jermaine. My cousin called me. He said, yo, listen, if you die, I die. So you taking care of 2 lives right now. And I know as harsh as it seems, him saying that, but it was the sense of, bro, you take care of you for me, and I'm going to take care of me for you. Come on. Come on, man. God put us here for a reason. Let's make it happen. And that's goal for everybody, not just me. Not just me. You take care of you for me, and I take care of me for you. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Man, we're going to close out right here. 30 minutes in, man. I just want to thank you guys for all your support, all your love. You know, I'm doing my best to stay consistent. And y'all, for this podcast and the content, today's will be the worst it'll ever be. It's only going to get better. I promise you, we're going to upgrade. And the day I have 1 million subscribers, you know, we're going to remember these days. We're going to look back and laugh at these times when I was doing this for free. And I stayed consistent. And I spoke to you what was on my heart. And I'm pulling from you and watching you guys from the shadow. And I want you to do your thing. I want you to become authors, doctors, lovable people with good hearts, you know, and get the best experience out of life. Like, I'm working on myself. So let's get it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Put your hustle up. Zan Diggity, Road to Victory Podcast. I wish you all love, peace, wealth, health, and truth always. Peace.